This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week here on Marketplace, we're exploring what it means that so many Americans are on food stamps right now. It's one in seven of us, an historic high. It turns out some of the same stores that profit most from this government anti-hunger program also play a complicated role in the larger fight against hunger. Chrissy Clark reports from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk.
To give a sense of her company's commitment to the fight against hunger, Carrie Denniston of the Walmart Foundation takes me to the meat department of a Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas.
High protein items are one of the most desirable and difficult to get through the charitable food system.
Walmart has pledged to donate $2 billion in cash and food over 5 years. And Denniston says every day at stores across the country, workers now sort through shelves to find stuff just past the sell-by date, but still safe to eat.
And then it goes to a local agency. So that meat may end up being distributed at a food pantry to a mom so that she can make tacos for her kids.
Right, Walmart, Save-A-Lot, Giant Eagle and everybody, Kroger's, they actually send a lot of food back over here.
Jordan Moore is a volunteer at a food pantry in Columbus, Ohio. He calls the donations a blessing, but it throws him when someone comes into the pantry in need of help and mentions they work at one of the stores that donates food. This happened recently with a Walmart worker, Moore says, and he thought to himself,
how does that work? You pay me to work, I work, you send food, I have to go pick up your food from another place because you ain't paying me enough to get it from here. I don't know. I like Walmart, but they could pay a little bit more because they got a lot of employees up in here.
This trend in working people needing food assistance is something Jason Elkert thinks a lot about. He's deputy director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks. But because his group gets a lot of support from low-wage retail companies, talking about the issue can be tricky.
It's one of those situations where, well, let's talk about this in some way where we're not offending them.
And no. Do you have an approach?
No, we don't quite. We haven't quite done it yet.
Others have tried. Matt Habash is the CEO of the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, where several big retail executives sit on the board. At a recent meeting, Habash started talking to them about promoting a living wage.
And some of the folks in that room were employers who knew that, you know, their wage scales were not, and they acknowledged that. So they're willing to engage in the conversation.
But no action yet. Habash says he'll keep pushing, but he's been warned the issue might scare some donors. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Our Secret Life of a Food Stamp series is accumulating online at marketplace.org. There is a calculator there that you might want to try that shows what it's like to balance a family budget with a low-wage job, even with supplements like food stamps. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.